Putisa, Sheretz HaMayim Katan. It's a small Sheretz HaMayim, which is like a... It's not a dog tummy, but it's something more like a lobster. This one's a small one. Shemok Zayas, and it's so small, it doesn't even have the size of a Kazayas. So feel Hochin, even so, came into Briahi, since it's its own, it's a complete creature. Achil, eating is considered eating it. Veloik Adal Malkus, you can get four sets of Malkus. Sheretz HaMayim Ksiv, and by Sheretz HaMayim it's written, but Tereskarim, and Tereskarim, Altashaks and Ashrosechim, Behola Sheretz HaSheretz, Volta Tamu Behem. So from those Tupsukim, Harry Kan Shnaim, we learn out two Lavim. The Klal Behem Bein Sheretz HaOretz, Bein Sheretz HaMayim. And they include also whether there, you deal with a Sheretz that's on the earth, which would be like a centipede, or Sheretz HaMayim, Umeshim Besarim Lo Sochelu. And you also have that Lav, Umeshim B'chol Asher Ein Lo Snapper V'Kaskeses. Doesn't have the kosher fish signs. Lo Sochelu, you can't eat them. Namala is Shu Sheretz Aretz. That's an ant which is a Sheretz on the ground. Like a hay. You're going to get five sets of Malkus. Tarti Ha the Amran Tu, which we said, right? B'chol Holei Chagohon. B'chol Asheretz Asheretz Ala Aretz Lo Sochelum. You have that pasuk as well. Harry Gimel, that's the third Lav. B'chol Asheretz Asheretz Ala Aretz Sheketsu Lo Yechol Harry Dala. That pasuk brings a fourth Lav. Lo Tatamu was not Shosechem. B'chol Asheretz Aromitz Ala Aretz. And that's Harry Hey. That's a fifth Lav. Kulam Parshas Vehibe Yom Hashmini. All of them are in Parshas Shmini. Tziras Leika Sheish Shehi Sheretz Oif. It's a flying Sheretz. V'loki B'chol Hani Chamish. You get all of these previous five ones. And Moisilo B'chol Sheretz Oif. Sheketsu Lo Ye'echol B'mishn Torah. This is in Devarim. And they say for Devarim. This is Pasuk. So the sixth Lav. V'haydech Seh B'kdoishim Tiyo Lo Stakshas Nashor Seichem. What was that Pasuk? B'mehem B'oif. B'chol Asher Tirmois. Lo Choshev Lo Yina Counted B'mehem B'chay B'oif G'doylo Mishtoi. He's talking about large animals and birds. Lo B'shratzim Nan and bugs. Shratzim. The Lugzib B'hu Asheretz, because it doesn't say over there Asheretz. Lo Shem Asheretz is over shooting Nod Ba'aretz. It moves in the ground a little bit. Like Beinu Nira doesn't get seen. El Al Yidei Shirutzo V'richusho. Just through its crawling and creeping, and they couldn't know because it is so small. It's only when it moves do you get to actually see it. Vim iso the dogim gidule karkininu. The dogim actually grow from the ground. Petusa nami lokum shem sheretz haaretz. Then petusa should also get, you should also get malchus for sheretz haaretz. Gars, that's the proper gear. So little garsi luki hey that you get five sets of malchus. So sheva boy lemuka because you should have gotten the seven sets of malchus. Chamesh the sheretz haaretz. So shtaim the sheretz amayim. Five because of Asheretz Aretz, and two because of Asheretz Amayim. My time in the mind, the Marbury Oifels Kosavar, Kolecha, the Ika, Klalo, Prado, Klal, when you have a Klalo, Prado, Klal, and Klal, Basar, Ekru, Basar, Azlinen, that the main general rule that's being set down in the Torah is the last Klal, and you follow that one. Probably Prado, Klal, but Nasa, Klal, Moisef, Ala, Prato, Marbury, Komila, Beklola, Kamo. Dosti, Lemute is coming to exclude the Lemaymer, the Nidushi, Bechalo, Prato, and you can make a church of therefore, the general rule is only including that which is in the specified words of the Torah. But lo nami midi, and you're not going to include anything. Lo aslina basu, you're not going to follow that word. Umiyo ahani porta, it does help a little bit. Lemaimer, I tell you the chim marbi kolo basu. When the last clause mentioned in the Torah is making an inclusionary clause. Lo kol mi, the marbi is not including everything. Okay, and the problem has to be only something which is similar to the words that are specified over there. My the domilis may be studim, so which is going to compare to it by in two different ways. That would be primipri, big dule karko has to be both something from coming from a mother and something which grows on the ground. And b'sravi nami oifus behind dina, you can include birds with this. Din the muti domilis exclude fish. The domilis is not compared to it. El b'chadza b'primipri. Only with one, it's only comparable with it in one direction than the fact that it comes from a parent. Uman might oifes kosavar kolecha the ika klal prado klal prakal prado. You have when you have a klal prado klal kamadafko. The main one is the original, the first general rule. Imbachal alamashiva prat, and then we say that you only have that which is in the general rule is from that which is in the specific. Umati komili, you're different, excluding everything. Filamaita Dami Lebe Prati, even that which is compared to the Prat. The hunter comes to Klala Basra, and then you write the last general rule, the last Klala, Fuki Mimuta, the Klala Kama. The mix is you're trying to exclude somehow the exclusionary clause that you put in by on the original Klal. Well, let's see, me immediately done me the Prata, but to include at least something which is comparable to the Prat, but it has to be the whole Gibbet stuff. There has to be all three directions, that which means David Prima Pia comes from parents, because the Kakran goes to the ground. The Vav Vlad is ours, and it's also created from the Gemara. It was also in Maisa Bereishis, creation of the world, created from land. Papua is Yerokas, a type of vegetable, Shikur and Kakuli, Lush Darami, and Yutlish Bilaz. It's called Selik in the modern Hebrew, according to the various different Svarim that like art school and Masifta. And Chaglukos is Pulpier Belaz, which is like parsony. And Gagunios is Alindura Belaz, which is coriander. And Chos is a Shachashal Tfu, it's a partially grown wheat, Kishu Yerik, when it's a vegetable, and you cut it down, and you eat it. The Kanpios is Tamarim Rois, which is bad dates, Shalo Bishal Kazar, which have been completely ripened. Gudgonios is Meitun Mematinan Esazera, excludes the seed. It's a Bimhukshu, Haklochim, Ke'eit, that the stalks get hard like wood. Shekvar Tzamach Behen Zaroi, already the seeds have grown. And then Koshin, they're hard, Haklochim Kaladim, and it's difficult to all people. Targum Hodam Rav Ma'arvin Shelo Hukshu. That which Rav said that you could use it for an area if someone would have it hardened yet, Vizem Ma'arib, and the one who was using it for an area of Yeshlo Banim, he has children, the Hash Tachosu, now he's able to eat it. And Dukudi Midoy Gudgoni Yashub Monday, ones which are coming from Monday. And they're Yafasin, and they're very good. Koshas is Human, they're hops. The bubble, Ochon Chosas, they were in bubble, they were in the Chosas, Chosas, Rav, the bubble, and Rav came to bubble for Chosas, Ochon, who we saw them eating it. Omar said, Ma'arin, you could do it, you could use it for Erev, who made car, but originally, Omar, they Ma'arin, he said, you are not allowed to use them for an Erev. The Yark, Lechol, the Yark, contained them as vegetables, Zaran, Chayef, the Meiser, with Meiser, Rav, Abish, Shalom, Zaran, but Hail, the Chak, even though you didn't really originally plant it for that purpose. The Yark, and Butter, the Lav, Medihukas is nothing, it's considered nothing. Shechlayim is, like, Krishun, I think it's crest. Agarga is aruga, which is nechol ben zera ben yerek, is either whether seed or vegetable. I think it's called a rocket garden in art scroll. Garden rocket. Ki komar rav the ma'arim behen, that you use them for an eriv. Dav chav ches, almud beiz. Which is chazal shegadol begina. It says chazal should grow in the garden. The kudiyam ochle, everyone eats it. Koshes is gadol behizmin. They grow in the bushes. Ve'ain loy sherish v'karka, doesn't have a root in the ground. Ela behizmin tzamech, it grows and sprouts from the bushes, thorns. Koshes gumar prive the krepi, therefore it's called a vegetable, a fruit. The kotli lehizmin, such kotz in the hizmin, you cut down the bush. Umaisi. Because you said the haps die, I'm there for you. See, I eat lo yonki ba'ara lo ravi. If it wasn't getting its nutrients from the ground, it wouldn't grow. Of course, the barach is the soft thing, a nice about dekel which grows on the pabshu b'chol shalei every year. But kind of chigil, you might say b'shem before it gets to the rainy season. You miskasha, it gets hard. But yasa eats and it turns into wood. But curry like corn is called korv. But toliv lemachel then something which you can eat. Nigar b'chesam meiser the previous gedule kagel, because it's coming from a parent and it's growing against nutrients in the ground. Veinu metama tumasleichem afilu chishev alav lahachiloi. If you think about eating it, the love oichmal, because it's not food at all. Kor hari huke eitzel kamin parcha. Later we're going to ask kainu tanakama. It's saying the same thing as tanakama. El shibturis from the meiser del nigmar malachnung, because it hasn't finished the work on it. They're obligated, I said, why they call them mealy bears? For everything, they're considered fruit. Once it says that they have tumma from, with regards to being food, then Alma Ochlehus, you see that it is food. Awesome, you say that it has tumma, but in this tani, they call them scharmets, the male palm trees, they make kafnios, in the nasan thorn, but they don't make their dates. They'll never make dates. So the kafnios who are parent, and they're so therefore their fruit is the kafnios. Belegel and some in Nisan, you harvest them in Nisan, Vino, Uchla, Ninu, and they are food. Vichikamer Rav, Bidikolim. And then when Rav said, we're talking about palm trees, is the Kivos, Shakanophios, Shanhem, Nasan, Tamar. Was the Bidikolim the Kivos? Was in the female palm trees. Shakanophios, Shanhem, Nasan, Tamar, because the Kanophios turn into dates. So therefore, they're not. This is not the finished fruit. Lo hisgru, but tosefta the shvius is in tosefta the misachas shvius. He v'mayisi v'gemar the pesachim. It's for the misachas pesachim perik mokum shenagul in the fourth perik. Well, mokum shenagul. Oichlem mitainim ad she yichlu pagi bituni, and you can eat the figs until the pagi tuni have been finished. Rabbi Huda says bituni is a mokum, is a place. Pagi stainim hein shelo nesvasha. Those are figs which have not fully ripened. Ahini hein kanafoyos. They're the kanafoyos. And these good ones are all male. The Gemara Peru, because it's the finishing product of the fruit. The Gemara Peru, who the Sharmila, certainly it's considered the finished fruit for anything, any of the other halachas. Even on that one, they're small, they are bitter. Well, in Erev, with regard to making an Erev, be in immediate the chazi by hishaitzi, something which is fit to eat now. Mahaniha lo maskinu, and these things haven't been put on the fire yet, so therefore they're not fit for an Erev. When you ma'aser, with regard to ma'aser, mishum the local parahu, the reason why you're going to be exempt is because you haven't finished growing yet. Ketanav chayav mishum shehu gemar pri shalahek, because that's considered the finishing of its fruit. Kishe gad le nas and mar, when they grow, get bigger, they turn bitter. The gedayla beturim and ma'aser for ma'aser the love echol and then because it's not food. Betukin ketanim beturim the law nigmar because they haven't finished the work on it. Zev lifter me barim the bitter ones being gedayla make a time whether they're big or small. Gedayla the law echol the big ones because they're not food and ketanim the law bear because the small ones because they're not considered fruit. Sholkol is mabul shalhybrid means to cook it a lot. Betigno is beshemen and oil you're frying in oil preet. Even if you were to cook it a lot or fry it in oil, it's still not going to give off tumah. And the Tanakam holds that if you were to cook them or fry them, they would have a tumah of food. Why the lo amri hari hu kais? We say that they're like wood. Or shoshokol metame avol b'machshav gurit to lo, but just thinking about wanting to use it is not going to be enough. V'shulya afilu b'machshav gurit, just with thinking about it, given the mahanya shlika l'or, and since thinking about, doing a lot of cooking to him changes the status of the hides. Kol shkein l'kor, certainly for a kor the chazi la'achil v'kor, because it originally was already fit to be eaten. Bracha ikah benayil latana kama korn latana kama bury pirat don't make a bur don't want it. Rabbi Yehuda bury shackle near shackle. You can only make a shackle. Why this of lachshus? Because the end is going to get hard. Adai to the pugla lochlo kasherachti, but it's still soft. Koshes v'kama havi ala muslim basil. So you can come out with two portions of two meals. Word there mean the kaim we say a little later muslim shlisi l'sayir. You're going to need the food for two. Meals for an Erev. Ozini says, a viewable loss is a kudus diarik, is these bundles of vegetables, shekarchan, that he carved at the farmers themselves tied together. Kalya is kelach shel esev, is a stalk of a type of grass, or kushik, and it is hard like wood. The crisis is farming to the villages, Leroy, but it's also to see how his wheat is growing.